Good morning and welcome to the Andy Summer Show on Halloween here on XTU. You're very good at that.
So it is a rainy, nasty Halloween, unfortunately. So, I mean, that's kind of a bummer. I know a lot of trick-or-treating in neighborhoods has been postponed until the weekend, which, you know, might be great. But, I mean, today's the holiday, right?
So, and I think especially if you're kids, you get so excited for this day.
Exactly. Right? I mean, even as an adult, don't you just kind of get excited? It's an excuse to kind of get dressed up and
stuff. Yeah, be kind of goofy. Sure.
So you can still have fun tonight. So I came up with some ideas. I'm going to put them on Andy's Fabulous so you can check them out on our website a little bit later on this morning. So just some ideas. Like last night, we did our pumpkin carving with the kids. Now, Dave, you and I did our pumpkin carving a while ago. And I really think that our pumpkins turned out a lot better than we expected them to.
Yours now looks horrifying. You sent me a text of your pumpkin a couple days ago. Because we carved it, what, a month ago?
Yeah, maybe? And it's still sitting outside.
It's just a little shriveled up.
It turned black.
Moldy mess.
Yeah, the bugs aren't even getting at it anymore. So I'll make sure that I post a photo of that.
Great.
But pumpkin carving is so much fun. And now they have those tools that are safe for kids to use to carve the heck out of that pumpkin.
Yeah, make it safer, a lot easier, too.
Yes. Right. So pumpkin carving is always fun. Bobbing for apples. I mean, who does that anymore, right? Like, I don't even know that I've ever gone bobbing for apples.
No.
But I think that it would be fun.
It would be fun.
So throw some apples in a bucket, in your sink, in a bathtub, fill it with water, and have at it. That'll be a good time.
Yeah.
Leonard had he wanted a Halloween-themed birthday party over the weekend. So I have some fun recipes that you can do with stuff that's just around the house. You know, every kid loves pizza, right?
Yeah.
So how about making a pizza? If you have those shells, like we always have shells and pizza sauce and cheese around and stuff, instead of just sprinkling the cheese on top of the pizza, how about making it look like cobwebs? And then you can get like black olives to look like spiders, you know, get creative.
Ooh, that's
with
creative.
It. Yeah. So that's something fun that you can
do.
You
even brought in some witch's fingers that you made, and they were really good.
And so,
scary.
Yeah. You just bake the pizza, slice it in half, and then make lots of slices so that they're long strips. Mm-hmm. And then you just put like a red pepper at the end in the shape of a fingernail, and it looks like a creepy witch's finger. And then the hot dog fingers are also fun.
Okay.
And the kids can even do that because all you have to do is cut out the fingernail and then make some little slits on top of the hot dog so it looks like the knuckles. Mm-hmm. And then when you roast it, like however you make your hot dogs, when you cook it, everything just kind of blows up a little bit. And so they look really creepy. And then especially when you put the ketchup on and it looks like blood.
Yeah.
It looks like you're eating fingers.
Yeah.
Super gross.
And then you get to eat little hot dogs, so everybody wins.
Exactly. Yeah. Everybody wins with hot dogs. And I found that the cheaper the hot dog, the better it tastes. So, I mean, don't try to go healthy. Try to go healthy with hot dogs. And then finally, one of my – well, actually, I have two fun games. One of them is like a minute to win it game where you put M&Ms or Skittles on a plate and then fill it with Ready Whip. And then stick your face in it. You can't use your hands, and you have to find all the little candies that are in there.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Everybody loves doing stuff
that's
like
great.
That. So that's a fun one. And then one of the things that we did that I haven't done since I think I was in Girl Scouts is I prepared all the stuff. And most of it were things that I just had around the house anyway. So you can improvise with whatever you have around the house if you're stuck indoors today with the kiddos or tonight. And I'll post the story that I used, but I told a ghost story to the boys about this man that died and he left his body parts and we happened to have them in bowls. So first we passed around his intestines, which I just made ramen noodles and put like some oil on it. So they were all sticky and gooey and gross. And so the kids get to like put their hands in and feel what the
intestines
were like. And then you can use like either a dried apricot, or we used one of those little gummy things. I just cut it in the shape of an ear. You could send his ears around, unpop popcorn for his teeth. So I'll make sure that
little
I put that on there. Yeah. Like you could use grapes, or we used cherry tomatoes and I skinned them. So they were like, You're like, and his heart. And so it's really fun to do in the dark. And then you just, you know, you get to use your imagination and it's a fun little poem that I read about this dead guy and all of his body parts and stuff. And
not be lost.
Absolutely. I mean, happy Halloween. We just want it to be the best that it can be. So I'll make sure that I have all these great ideas up again on 925xtu.com.
Turn it up. 925xtu.